Hi, this is Allison Moore.
And I'm Steve Earle.
And you're listening to...
This show is called
Tell the Band to Go Home. On 101.5
UMFM.
What can I say about Steve Earle that you don't already know? Steve Earle, you know, one of the greatest songwriters of all time, and a great performer, and absolute, you know, brilliant. And I've been a Steve Earle fan for as long as I can remember. I mean, when I was just a kid, I was listening to his records, and absolutely liking them. But I got to be honest with you. For some reason, there aren't a lot of Steve Earle records that I sit and I listen to, and I go, man, that was a great record. I mean, I love Steve Earle. I love his songs. I love going to see him every time he comes here. But there aren't a lot of Steve Earle records that just wow me from front to finish. But this new one, holy cow, Washington Square Serenade, it comes out on Tuesday. This is, without a doubt, my favorite Steve Earle record of all time. And I'm probably going to get some flack from that because it's a totally different Steve Earle record than you're used to. And I think I know why, and I'm going to get to that in a second. But Steve Earle, in case you don't know, he's kind of loud. He's kind of arrogant. He's very political. He isn't afraid to tell you what he thinks and what you should think. And he's just kind of a big, crude, nasty guy. He's certainly had his share of addictions. You know, he was a former heroin addict for a long time. Did some time. He's been married about 7 times. He's just a kind of a big, grouchy kind of a guy. But he's got this new record. And it's different. It's entirely different than anything that Steve Earle has ever done before. And I think we have to thank the lovely and talented Miss Allison Moore. Now, if you're not familiar with Allison Moore, she's a fine singer-songwriter in her own right and a lovely, lovely woman. And for reasons that I didn't understand at the time, she hooked up with Steve Earle a couple of years ago, and they fell in love and got married. And, I mean, you don't marry Steve Earle because, I mean, the guy's been married like 7 times. Like, what are you thinking if you're marrying Steve Earle? But... obviously there is something's working this time because Steve Earle is suddenly happy and he's putting out the best record of his life, I think. And Allison Moore is all over the place, and there's a bunch of songs that sort of refer to her, and I gotta be thinking that she's doing something good for him. So good for Allison Moore. And I want to play you something now. It's the unabashed, disgustingly sappy love song on the record. But I absolutely love it. I listen to it all the time. I'm obsessed with this song. I think it's brilliant. And it's got me to thinking that, if Steve Earle, if a guy like Steve Earle can find true love in this world, then there's got to be hope for all of us. And so I have to send this song out to the true love of my life, who's sitting here today laughing at me as I play this dumb song. And so anyways, check this out. This is gorgeous. We'll send this out to you, Jane. This one is Steve Earle. Check this out.
My baby sparkles and shines, sparkle and shine, sparkle and shine. My baby sparkle and shine, everyone knows she's fine. She blesses all that she sees, a toss of her hair and a kiss in the breeze. But she don't love no one but me, and I can't believe she's mine. Shimmer and she moves, sunlight all around her. Even when she's blue, silver clouds around her. My baby sparkle and shine, sparkle and shine, sparkle and shine. My baby sparkle and shine, I can't believe she's mine. Tall, high heel shoes on her feet. Walks by and my heart skips a beat, and I'm stumbling like a fool. She give me something so sweet that I can't sleep, y'all, I can't eat. Sparks fly whenever we meet, I'm breathless cause she's so cool. Anywhere she goes, I can only follow. She'll be there, I know. When I wait tomorrow, my baby sparkle and shine, sparkle and shine, sparkle and shine. My baby sparkle and shine, everyone knows she's fine. Baby, baby, please come home to me. crossing my heart and promising, if I get you in my arms again, I'm not ever gonna let you go. Cause now I know. The door's unlocked, the light is on. Baby, 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 please.
Even if it's just for today, that's the lovely and talented Alison Moore, Mrs. Steve Earle there from her album Getting Somewhere, which you might have noticed there. You probably heard them autographing that album when you were hearing that song, because they did. There you go. And a couple from the brand new Steve Earle, which I'm telling you, if you're a hardcore Steve Earle fan and you like the you like the political stuff that he does, you like the kind of rockin' stuff that he does, you like the angry stuff that he does, please don't buy this record, because you'll be really, really mad at me. But if you want to hear one of the most beautiful, amazing records, and you have an open mind and you don't think that Steve Earle is just that angry, cranky guy, then pick this up on Tuesday when it comes out. It is brilliant. I absolutely love it. The entire thing, except for one song, which I think is kind of dumb. But I'll let you figure out which one that is. But there you go. So we heard Alison Moore there. Before that, we heard Steve Earle himself with a thing called "Come Home to Me" and a beautiful thing called "Sparkle and Shine." Before that, and that song also got me to thinking. It's yesterday was our good friend Zenon and Melissa. They got married 17 years ago yesterday, and I mean I just met these folks a little while ago, and I didn't you know when you meet people you don't really know how old they are and you don't really care, I guess, at our age. But I didn't think they were old enough to be married for 17 years. I got to be honest with you, but apparently they have, and that's a good accomplishment. But I guess when you cook as well as Zenon does, then you want to hang out, you know, for a few years at a time. So congratulations to them, and you know, to all the other people who have found their true love. So here's a few sappy love songs. If you hate that kind of thing, I'm sorry, but deal with it. Here's Buddy Miller.
If I was a sun way up there, I'd go with my love everywhere. And I'd be the moon when the sun went down, just to let her know I'm still around. 'Cause that's how strong my love is. 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 I'd be the weeping willow drowning in my tears, and you can go swimming when you're here. I'll be the rainbow when the tears have gone, wrap you in my colors and keep you warm. 'Cause that's how strong my love is. 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 Like an ocean so deep and wide, I catch your tears whenever you cry. I'll be the breeze when the storm is gone, dry your eyes and love you all some more. 'Cause that's how strong my love is. 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 That's how strong my love is.
That's how strong my love is. That's how strong my love is. That's how strong my love is. That's how strong my love is. That's how strong my love is. That's how strong my love is. Take your suitcase and take your heart. Take a train to the boulevard. My love will follow you. My love will follow you. You can try to lose yourself downtown.
I see you, I can't help but smile. Giving me looks like I'm a child. But you don't know like I know, baby. I know I'm in love. Out in a movie, lost in a crowd. Tell me you're around, but you don't know like I know, baby. I know I'm in love. Well, I know I'm in love like. this glad to see you too. Sure feels fine. Wanna be with you all the time. But you don't know like I know, baby. I know.
your heartbeat for a thousand miles. The heavens open up every time she smiles. When I'm with her, oh, that's where I belong. And now I'm running to her like a river rolling strong. Yeah, give me love, 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 will now. Crazy love, she give me love, 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 will now. Crazy love. Sense of humor when I'm feeling down. Know I'm coming to her when the sun goes round. To take away my troubles, we're gonna take away my grief. Take away my heartaches on a night like this. Yeah, she give me love, 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 will now. Crazy love, she give me love, love. Crazy love. Yeah, I need her in the morning. Yeah, I need her late at night. Yeah, I wanna wrap my loving arms around her, will now. Kiss and hug and hold her tight. So far away, she bring me sunshine. Yeah, gonna brighten up my day. It makes me happy, oh, makes me whole. Makes me righteous now, right down to my soul. Yeah, she give me love, 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 will now. Crazy love, she give me love, 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 will now. Crazy love. Give me love, 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 will now. Crazy love, she give me love, 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 will now. Oh, oh, crazy love.
Somebody, then that means you need somebody. And if you need somebody, that's what makes you weak. But if you know you're weak and you know you need someone, oh, it's a funny thing, but that's what makes you strong. That's what makes you strong. That's what gives you power. That's what lets the meek come sit beside the king. That's what lets us smile in our final hour. That's what moves our souls, and that's what makes us sing. And to trust somebody is to be disappointed. It's never what you want, and it happens every time. But if you're the trusting kind, this don't even cross your mind. And oh, it's a funny thing, but that's what makes you strong. That's what makes you strong. That's what gives you power. That's what lets the meek come sit beside the king. That's what lets us smile in our final hour. That's what moves our souls, and that's what makes us sing. That's what moves our souls, and that's what makes us sing.
That's pretty. It's lovely from Jesse Winchester, That's What Makes You Strong. And some lovely little love songs we'll send out to Zen and Melissa and Jane and all kinds of other wonderful people. Harry Manx, before that, Crazy Love from his album Wise and Otherwise. We heard a great thing from Dan Kershaw called All Her Love. That was written by Kip Harness. And this is great. That comes from an album called The Groovy Mondays. It's a songwriter's night in Toronto that's been going on for years, which apparently is changing hands soon. There's going to be a different host, so a different focus. And who knows, maybe we won't see another one of these CDs, but holy cow, is this a good CD. Dan Kershaw there, you got Serena Ryder on here, and a bunch of other people that I've never heard of, but the most are fantastic. It's available at CD Baby, and it's a fundraiser for the Arts Can Circle, a very wonderful, worthwhile cause, so check that out. We heard Dan Kershaw's band, the Brothers Cosmoline, before that, I Know I'm in Love, and a couple from the great, great, great Buddy Miller, My Love Will Follow You, and That's How Strong My Love Is. And we're running out of time real quick, but speaking of love, maybe I'll play this one first. Speaking of, we'll play another sort of love song for a guy. This song is written for a guy who's playing on Tuesday night. He's playing this weekend at the Harvest Moon Festival, but you missed him. But you won't want to miss him on Tuesday. He's playing the High and Lonesome Club. I think this guy is fantastic. I'm dying to hear his new record. His new record, I think, is called Buckles and Boots. And I've been dying to hear it, so I might have to go on Tuesday on a school night to see him just to get my hands on the record if I can. Because he's brilliant. His name is Ridley Bent, and I was telling you about him last week. His last record was kind of a hip-hop thing. But his new record is more of a country thing. And we're gonna play one of his country songs, courtesy of our friend Stu over at the Twang Trust. He's got a live version that we'll play of one of his new songs and maybe one of his hip hop things if we can. But first, a love song that I found on iTunes this morning from a lady in Vancouver named Kate Reed, who is not of the heterosexual persuasion. And I only mention that because the song. It only makes the song make sense. It's called I'd Go Straight for Ridley Bent. Here she is, Kate Reed, Televenting.
Commercial Drive, and the house was packed, and I was making people laugh, and I was the first act, cause nobody knows my name. And when my set was done, I went outside to get some air, and Ridley Bent was standing there, and he said to me, "Great set, Kate, I think your words are sweet." And I smiled and mumbled something like thanks, and then my knees went weak and my cheeks went pink, and I couldn't think of anything else to say. And I go straight for Ridley Bent, yeah, cause he's bloody brilliant and he ain't bad looking too. He's a guitar magician, he's one hot damn musician. He makes me wanna tack a gun rack up in the back of my Subaru. So then Ridley got up in front of the crowd and he wowed them, and the applause was loud, and he spins tails on his axe that puts Hunter S. Thompson to shame. You see, he's this small town dude with big city attitude, and he does this whole slick hip hop trip, and I dig it, daddy-o. Yo. Well, talk about Hick, I grew up in the sticks, so me and Ridley, we'd make a good mix. I'd go on a bender with a guy and play guitar licks all night long. I'd slug back prairie fires under tequila sunrise with him, cause he brings out the alcoholic acid poppin' rebel in me. Seeing me and Ridley, we was meant to be. And I'd go straight for Ridley Bent, yeah, yeah. He's bloody brilliant and he ain't bad looking too. Subaru. See, Ridley makes me miss my good old bad days, drinking beer with the boys in a fatty haze, smoking butts and cussing like a trucker, motherfucker. And when he sings so sweetly, I'm amazed at how he can string together those words so neatly. And I wish I didn't quit heterosexuality. And I'd go straight for Ridley Ben, yeah, 'cause he's bloody brilliant and he ain't bad looking too. He's a guitar magician, he's one hot damn musician. He makes me wanna tack a gun rack up in the back of my Subaru. Even though I like your music, I'm not straight. I'm a singer, songwriting dyke with a microphone. And you're a guitar slinging demon. And you probably got yourself lots of beautiful straight women. And you're a looker, but I'm a little too crooked for you. So let's just buy a 12-pack of bottles and throw an old pickup into full throttle. Kick back and shoot the shit and just laugh, laugh, laugh. And I'm not.
It's called Heartland Heartbreak. Saved some dough and I bought a ranch, and I've been living on her ever since. Fell in love with those golden mornings. Hey, how you doing? Got a lot of friends. Yeah, I got myself a shepherd cross. She had pups and I kept them all. Just me and my barn dog, waiting on a woman with the right touch. She comes along and I fall in love, and I loved her like a country song. Country songs don't last that long. Before I knew it, she was gone. She was my heartland heartbreak, my pretty little mistake. She left me down by the cold lake. Now she's driving my truck away. My pretty little 58. I tried to stop her, but it was too late. She left me holding my tailgate. Sometimes I don't know my own strength. Kendall? Every Friday picking my guitar. When she walked in, she saw the Western Star. I saw my chance to have a good march. Well, that month turned into a year, and we threw her in a second gear. Country living and a lot of free beer. I guess one day she headed up to here. She was my heartland heartbreak, my pretty little mistake. She left me down by the cold lake. Now she's driving my truck away. My pretty little 58. I tried to stop her, but it's too late. She left me holding my tailgate. Sometimes I don't know my own strength. Thank you. by, and the money hounds could smell a goodbye. I wasn't selling it for any price, no. And that took a toll on my love life. See, she wanted me to sell it all, move to the city and get a real job. Well, I told her I would rather go to hell. She told me she'd rather I go by myself. She was my heartland heartbreak, my pretty little mistake. She left me down by the cold lake. Now she's driving my truck away. My pretty little 58. I tried to stop her, but it's too late. She left me holding my tailgate. Yeah, sometimes I don't know my own strength. Bring us home, Kendall.
There is Ridley Bent, along with the cast of the Grand Caribou Opry, as heard live on the Twang Trust. They got the they got all the good people on that show. We just got a few of them, but we had a good time nonetheless. Hopefully they'll bring that show back to town. That was amazing. Anyways, but Ridley Bent, he's coming back to town and playing on Tuesday night at the High and Lonesome Club. And I'm telling you, you don't want to miss this guy. He's pretty fantastic, and I'm hoping, dying to get my hands on his new record. So I might have to check that out myself. And that's sort of a Harvest Moon Festival wrap-up. Tuesday night, High and Lonesome Club. And before that, Kate Reed. I don't think she's a relation to Stu Reed, but they both love Ridley Bent, so you never know. I'd go straight for Ridley Bent. There you go. That about does it. I wanted to play something from a rock band who's coming on next Saturday. But you'll have to stay tuned to Steel Belted Free Range Radio on Thursday night. I'm going to talk to the guys from 2 Hours Traffic and play some music of theirs. I really like them. They're playing at the New Academy there in Osborne Village on Saturday night. I'm dying to see them again. So stay tuned to that on Thursday night. And then next Sunday, 2 to 4 p.m., Tell the Band to Go Home. Check out the website, tellthebandtogohome.com. We got all kinds of podcasts and all kinds of fun stuff up there. So check that out. I haven't seen the Bluegrass Guy, have you?
No.
No Bluegrass Guy? Can I slip in one more song from Ridley Bent? Do we have time for that? Yeah, you sure? I just love this song, and if there was one song that was going to sell you a ticket to see Ridley Bent on Tuesday, this is it. And we'll leave you with this. This is from Ridley Bent's album called Blam, and you'll have this song in your head until Tuesday, and then you'll want to go see him so you can get the record if you don't have it already. Anyways, thanks for being here. Here's one more from Ridley.
Well, this pretty young thing, grease stains on her blue jeans, takes a seat at the bar next to me, and is served a Long Island iced tea for free. Well, I noticed this because I'm a detective, and missing the little things in this profession only leaves me guessing. Well, I'm into my third Heineken and thinking, damn, this girl is fine looking. I ask her name and she smiles and says it's Mary Jane. Well, I'm pleased to meet you, Mary Jane. You want foxy dame, if you don't mind my saying. She says, who are you? Some kind of crazy fool. I says, I'm Johnny Cash. When I'm drinking, I'm on the Clash. When I'm thinking, I'm Mad Max. When I'm driving, I'm my diamond. When I'm rhyming, I'm Humphrey Bogart. When I'm smoking, I'm Bob Marley. When I'm toking, yeah, and in bed when I'm dreaming, I'm a guitar swinging demon, yeah. Well, she hops on the back of my hog. Hey, the law undercover's gotta be incognito, and I'm in disguise as one of the bad guys with a sweet ride. Yeah, the desert sky was blood red, and she held on tight, and we sped through the valley of the dead vultures into an underworld subculture. Neon lights and cockfights, cutthroats and lowlifes, prostitutes. the Suicide Winder Saloon, where this goon with a mouth full of chew says, "Who the fuck are you?" I'm talking, yeah, and in bed when I'm dreaming. I'm a guitar swinging demon, yeah. Mary Jane's addiction was cocaine and Pulp Fiction. And when you're itching for a fix, and this is the place that you come to get some, she leads me to the back where I find the kingpin drinking Jack and Coke and playing poker with a couple of dope smoking jokers. She said, "Take a hit off the bong, brother, and I don't want to blow my cover, so I have a little hoot, and it sends me through the roof. But I'm as high as the sky. I hear someone say, 'Where'd you find this guy, Angel? Is he FBI, local swine, or Texas Ranger?'" I says, "I'm Johnny Cash when I'm drinking on the Clash, when I'm thinking I'm Mad Max, when I'm driving on my diamond, when I'm rhyming, I'm Humphrey Bogart when I'm smoking, I'm Bob Marley when I'm toking, yeah, and in bed when I'm dreaming. I'm a guitar swinging demon." Well, I know that they know that I know that they know I'm full of shit, and they all take out their Tommy guns and attempt to riddle me with bullets, but I'm too fast. I'm like Speedy Gonzalez, and my brawling technique is flawless. I disarm these lawless scum buckets and rough them up like a bunch of suckers. I bind them in duct tape, I call for backup to haul them away. I grab Mary Jane as a witness and the marriage of Juana for a rainy day. Yeah, I confiscate the kingpin's Harley, which once belonged to Elvis Presley, and in custom paint on the gas tank it says, "Rock Hard!"